So the old people would get in there and she could shut the door, you see, and they'd catch him. And that's the way she could get a hold of him. She couldn't have got him otherwise.
I see. You mentioned setting hens. Did you ever put anything in the nest to fool the hen?
They used to have, they called them a nest egg. There was a little gourd. You see, we'd raise them.
Just,
and they looked a whole lot like a egg, too. And then they got to making artificial eggs out of glass. Mm-hmm. But those little gourds, that we raised gourds that way.
Were those gourds called simlins?
Simlins. Uh-huh. Well, there's a little gourd that had a hound on it, little hound. And you could spin that, and it'd just spin like everything.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And were the glass eggs?
Shaped just like an egg, and white.
And white.
Yeah.
I see.
And but that was a lot later. But now we could raise those little old egg gourds. You see, they were gourds, and you know, plant them, and they'd grow.
Did you keep the setting hen? Were there chickens?
Yeah, they had to raise them. You know. Had to hatch them and then raise them, because you see, you could, and they had hovers, and one old hen and her chickens in each hover. And
I don't know what a hover is.
A hover is a house top, and the back end is closed up, and the front end is just a little place big enough that the old hen could get in, and then the little chickens, you see, it all be around. We always had them on some old planks or something, you know, to keep them up over the wet ground.
Just one hen?
Mm-hmm. One hen and her little brood.
Like a little coop?
Little chickens, maybe 10, 15, or 20.
Would be sort of like a little coop?
Made out of boards ordinarily, and they're just a little house top was what it'd be. And the back end closed up, and the front end was just a little square hole big enough that the hen could get in. And each hen knew her hover too. She didn't go get the other one often. No. Did they fight? She'd take her babies wherever it was.
Property rights.
Yes, they did. They believed in it, all right.
You mentioned birds. What kind of birds were you especially fond of?
Well, here we have most any kind. In the summertime, we have the mockingbirds, and the old blue jays, hawks, and owls, and crows, buzzards. And different kind of birds, like the bluebird and the little.
Well, you do have bluebirds.
Yeah, they come in
they're
the springtime.
Kind of rare, I think,
yeah, they come in the springtime. They're not here all the year round. Oh, blue jays here all the year round, and the crows are here all the year.
How about
and sparrows?
The ones that go after wood.
Pickerwoods. Yeah, we have them too. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. Now there's two or three kinds of them. But a long time ago, when I was a kid, now there's an old bird, and they had white all around. And you know, in the readers, well, they talked about the old bird with her, that old witch, you know, changed, and that was her white apron that went all around and tied in the back. But now, when I was a kid, now we had a lot of cedars, and I know we had an awful snow when I was about 6 years old, and. I'd slip out there and catch those old things on the tree. And they, if you didn't catch them just right, they could eat a hole out of you. Well, I soon learned how to do it. But I don't see many of them now. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they're extinct here or gone somewhere else.
Are they kind of owl or?
No, they're just old peckerwoods that peck on the trees. But now they're smaller.